Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. As Montanans fill out their primary ballots this week, election officials urging voters to be meticulous to ensure their votes actually count. Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson reminding voters that in a primary, you must vote only one party's ballot. Once complete, place that ballot into the secrecy envelope and insert that into the return signature envelope. Crucially, you must sign your name, add the date, and now include your birth year on the outside of that return envelope. So far, less than 1% of the return ballots have been rejected due to missing information, and voters can track their ballot status online at votemt.gov. If you're planning to vote at the polls next Tuesday, the state reminds you to bring your valid photo ID, such as a driver's license, a passport, or a tribal ID card. Independent U.S. Senate candidate Seth Bodner announced that his campaign has gathered nearly 30,000 signatures to secure a spot on the November ballot. The former University of Montana president and Green Beret easily cleared the state's required threshold of just over 13,000 signatures in his independent campaign. According to the campaign, volunteers collected signatures from across 52 of Montana's 56 counties ahead of yesterday's submission deadline. Bodner is running as an independent to counter what he calls the broken partisan politics of Washington. He enters a high-profile race that has already seen strong fundraising numbers and high favorability ratings as a series of candidates scramble to replace Senator Steve Daines, who announced he was not going to run a couple of months ago. County election officials are now spending the coming weeks verifying those signatures before the state officially certifies the ballot. And the nation's official mammal is getting a first-class tribute with a distinct connection to Montana. The U.S. Postal Service officially releasing a new American Bison Forever stamp. The design features a modern photograph of a bull bison in Yellowstone National Park, blended into an inset of a classic 1923 vintage Buffalo stamp. Those stamps now on sale. This is the Montana State News Network. Over the